Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Luis Rojas has to be thrilled to see the offense clicking the way it is now.
Played defense recently.
Well, you know, I'm gonna say that the guys have done their routine consistently. Gary DeSarcina, just going by part. Gary DeSarcina with the infielders, he's been taking them out. Even on days that we haven't taken BP, they've been out there. They've been doing their routines. They've been very disciplined with it. I think that preparation has led for them to, you know, be better each day out there for the pitchers. I mean, our guys are throwing really well. They're throwing strikes. There's a lot of balls put in play. And, you know, those guys are just being responsible about it. You know, they want to be there for the pitchers. And our outfielders is the same. Tony, they're trying to the bases. They're doing live reads. They're doing different stuff. All those things that they're gonna find in the game. So I think the preparation that they've done, along with their abilities, I mean, you can't leave that on the side, but their preparation to go in there and play the way they've been playing is what's been the key. And with our catchers, just the game calling, the pairing with the pitchers, I mean, all that has been working really well just because of the consistency on doing it on the daily basis, not because things are going really well or they're really working. They're always paying attention and they're looking at opportunities of getting better.
I know you said after Walker's last start that he's exceeded your expectations so far this season. Now, as a guy that when he came up was really a fireballer and didn't have too many other pitches. Just, I guess, what is the maturity that you see in him as the pitcher that he's become now to allow the ball to get put in play and get himself deep into games?
Yeah, you said it. I think he's become more of a pitcher. I mean, just by the usage of the different pitches that he's been working on and getting better to use them in different counts. So the usage of his splitter in different counts, the usage of his slider, now being able to locate the fastball, whether it's up or to run it in sometimes to righty like he does, or do a front hip to a lefty. He did all that today. So he's got weapons, and the command right now I think is really good. So those two things are helping. The below is a tick up compared to last year or, you know, a couple of years back, and all that, I mean, you can throw it in the mix, and everything is what making him play the way he's playing right now.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Enrique Rojas.
Luis, todos sabemos que lo más importante en esta dinámica de competencia es el standing, los ganados y perdidos. Sin embargo, en esta racha y con el triunfo de hoy, tu equipo acaba de ponerse en el lado positivo en las carreras anotadas y permitidas. ¿Qué tan importante es ese número para ustedes?
Bueno, Enrique, saludo primeramente. El diferencial de carreras para mí no es importante. Para mí son importantes la ganada y la perdida. Nosotros nos preparamos todos los días para ganar partidos. Sabemos que eso es algo que no va a pasar. No vamos a ganar todos los juegos en realidad, pero nosotros nos preparamos para ganar y eso es lo que nos importa. Sí, este es quizá el primer partido que nosotros separamos así desde temprano, vamos a decir, guardando siempre el respeto al equipo contrario, como está el score, pero que separamos para quizás utilizar diferentes piezas en el bullpen, como es el caso de Drew Smith, que no había hecho ninguna apariencia en la temporada y vino y pudo lanzar esa última entrada ahí con a tres bateadores, tres outs. Así que Eso es muy bueno que los muchachos estén jugando como están jugando. Todo el mundo ahora mismo se está preparando para jugar su mejor juego en todas las áreas, en el bateo, que ha estado muy bien últimamente, en la defensa, que ha estado bastante bien. Hoy enseñamos una muy buena defensa para mantener a Walker en un conteo de picheo bajito y que nos diera las 7 entradas que nos dio. Y el picheo, nuevamente. O sea, todos los abridores, los relevistas. Los relevistas que han venido en diferentes situaciones. Nosotros hemos tenido desde opener hasta gente pidiéndole entrada extra, multientrada por apariencia, sabiendo de que a veces hemos estado cortos. Así que todo lo que se ha hecho en todas las áreas en la última semana, de verdad, yo le quiero dar crédito al equipo completo porque todo el mundo ha participado en esta racha que estamos llevando. Ya nos podemos desconectar de eso. Sí tenemos un día libre muy bueno para nosotros porque tenemos algunos muchachos que se han dado unos golpes en los últimos días. Pero el viernes nos enfocamos en ese partido. Así que nosotros estamos trabajando en el día a día, esa preparación que los muchachos están haciendo para el partido de día. O sea que nuestro enfoque va a ser el equipo de Tampa, que es para allá que nos dirigimos esta tarde.
Your next question comes from Rich Catino.
Louis, teams that have playoff aspirations have to take control on their home field. You're 11-4 here this year. You have already 3 series sweeps. What do you think makes you such a difficult team to play here at Citi Field?
Well, I mean, this is our home. We know this field. We know how he plays. And even though we have guys that were acquired this offseason and they saw Citi Field for the first time when we came in after that road trip to Philly, the series in Philly, the guys, I think, are getting more acclimated each time they play here. They feel at home. They feel backed up by the fans. The fans get into it. I think they give good energy to the guys, and you know the guys go out there and they give their best. I mean, you saw the guys, you know, playing in the 2 series that we just finished, and they were energetic. They were playing at one speed. I mean, they were always on their toes. I mean, everyone. The pitchers came in ready to do a job, from a starter role to a reliever role. And then everyone that got a chance to play did something, you know, really good for us to win a game. And Jose Peraza was included to the game yesterday, and immediately he responded with a knock. And then today he starts and he goes 2-for-4 and plays outstanding at second. So I think the guys are feeling very energetic by the atmosphere here at home and also by the fan base. We're going on a road trip. And we're going to 3 different places, so we got to carry that over to that as well. I know the guys, you know, the way they work on it. I think we can translate that into the road as well.
Your next question comes from Dionisio Saldivar.
Luis, son 7 victorias en forma consecutiva las que tienen ahora los Mets de Nueva York, y el panorama luce bastante diferente a hace unos 10 días cuando la tensión se sentía en el equipo, incluyendo lo que resultó en el despido de un par de coaches. ¿Qué cambió en los Mets y cómo se sienten las cosas ahora en primer lugar y con una racha ya de 7 partidos?
Bueno, Dionisio, primero que todo lo que ha cambiado es el bateo. Nosotros no estábamos bateando, ahora mismo los muchachos están cogiendo.